The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I am Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay.
But glad to hear that. It's been a while since we did a show. It feels like I'm fish out of water a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks, I think.
You did a fine job of loading up the feed with some classic Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I think I did 1 or 2 weeks, maybe. And last week, I don't think we had a show at all. So,
what happened?
Just too busy.
You're too busy.
Yeah.
And tell me, what are you busy with?
Just projects and stuff.
And projects and stuff. Like, that's not a good enough excuse. You're fired. Welcome to Lippo in the morning.
Can I be your board guy?
Well, no, you're too busy with projects and stuff.
All right, yeah, okay. See how quickly I forget?
Yeah.
It's year end too, man. I've been started on my taxes. I got to get them done.
So you do your taxes every year?
No, I just compile everything and my tax lady does them.
Oh, you have a tax lady. Of course, when people have as much money coming in as OMS Entertainment, well, you got to have a lady.
All right, we're talking about what on the show today?
Vacations. It's getting into vacation season. Is there a season? I think there is. Summertime and wintertime is usually when people like to go on vacations. Spring and fall are usually relatively tolerable, and there's some nice holidays in there that you want to spend time with your family. Winter and summer vacations is coming up to summertime. Are you going anywhere this summer, Big JD?
I don't think so. Too busy with stuff.
Projects and stuff. Well, you know what? I think you're working too hard. You got to get out there and go
on
vacation.
I'm always working too hard. But I think we're going to go away in the winter.
All right.
To a nice warm destination like New York. No, I think we're going to go there for New Year's again.
New Year's in New York.
New Year's in New York.
There is a tune there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's nuts. I don't get the lure. I would do it once just for the novelty of doing it, but after once, that's enough. Because sometimes it can get totally miserable out there.
Yeah, when we went the first time in the winter, like to watch the ball drop and everything, it was perfect. It was like fairly mild and it did snow a bit. So there was, you know, it was nice to see New York covered in some light dust of snow. It was really cool.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
When you went, that was good. Yes. But I have seen even recently that it's freezing rain and windy and. That's not for me, but you're just going for the bagels, really, right?
Murray's
bagels.
Murray's bagels.
Do you like a little bit of cream cheese on your bagel?
Do you want a bagel or something? So let's get into our vacation topic today. You're hot off of vacation.
Hot off. I love that expression. You're hot off.
And where did you go?
Went to France, or as everybody else besides people in North America say, France.
Okay.
It's France. Yeah. And I went there because there's a lot of wine there, and I'm a wine guy. I don't know if you know or not, but I have a YouTube channel, The Average Wine Enthusiast. Go look it up. People subscribe. Even if you don't like wine, go there, subscribe, and I won't bug you ever again.
And we're back.
Hi there.
Commercial. No, that's awesome. Cool. And when did you do your last show? Have you done a show since? Like, did you film some footage there for your show?
I did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I talk about a couple of wineries that we went to and French wine in general. Yeah.
Did you speak French?
Un petit peu.
Ooh, that's sexy.
Only a little bit. You gotta know some French going there.
Oui. I learned that from the magazine.
What magazine is that?
Oui magazine.
Oh, Oui magazine. I get it. Sure. Yeah. You should just know, you know, how much stuff cost. How much does that cost? And where?
You just look at the numbers, or are they backwards or something?
They're in euros.
Okay. That means triple everything.
1.5 for Canadian currency at the current time. But things aren't things aren't expensive there. Like if you think of a euro as a dollar, which we went with some Americans or people who live in the States, I should say, and it's pretty close, the euro to the U.S. dollar. It's pretty close. And so they're thinking when they see something's 3 euros, it's $3.
Right.
And things aren't, they're not crazy expensive unless it's, you know, something from out of the country. But for the most part, you got items there from within Europe and all that stuff. You know, all that trade moves around very freely and it doesn't affect the cost of stuff.
What did you get at the Apple store there?
I didn't go to an Apple store. I wanted to go to an Apple store in Lyon. I know.
Oh, well, why even go?
I drag a lot of people to a lot of wineries. So I think the last thing I want to do is drag them to an Apple store. So I didn't go. Then the only opportunity I had was in Lyon. And we just didn't end up going to that end of town.
Did you travel a lot when you were a kid?
No, I didn't. No, my parents never really took us anywhere, really, except maybe my uncle's cottage in Grayling, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Whereas I talked to my wife, her parents took her to everywhere. They hopped in the car, went to California, went to Oregon, went to Florida, went to Texas. That's what
we did. We did all that. We probably drove down the highway next to them at some point. No, we went everywhere as a kid, like all over the United States, nowhere in Canada, but everywhere in the U.S. And between that and traveling with the band, which was all U.S. too, I'd seen pretty much every state over there, and it was pretty cool. Family vacations were pretty cool. How about some music? CCR, traveling band. 737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Bag is gone. Oh, well. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Listen to the radio. Talking about the last show. Someone got excited. Had to call a state militia. Won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Wow! All right, we're back here with Big JD and Lippo in the morning. This week we're talking about vacations. People like to go on vacations because work sucks and we got to get away. Or what other reasons do people go on vacations, Big JD? Because they just got too much money or... Hey, you know, we watched a movie just recently, a new movie on Netflix called Wine. Was it Wine
Country?
Country? Did you
Wine
see that?
We By watched chance? About 45 minutes of it, and it was bad. That was just bad.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was kind of comical when it started out, but yeah, it got boring pretty quickly. But,
yeah,
that's another reason why people go on vacations is for like a reunion of some kind, right?
Oh, I haven't been on one of those.
No.
Oh, not really. No, but the Mac stock thing kind of is something like that, though. All the people who used to go to the Macworld Expo on either coast now get together. Not at a Macworld Expo, but at another event, and you know, he commits a lot.
Yeah. So even sometimes going to an event and meeting friends there that are from other areas, and you know what I mean? That would be another reason for a vacation. Yeah, to get away from work, like you say, just to escape, you know, a certain time of the year. Like if you, in the summertime, you want to go away and go skiing somewhere, or you want to take a vacation in the wintertime and go someplace to a nice warm vacation spot.
Sure. Yeah. Are you that kind of person that you'd want to go somewhere in the wintertime to enjoy a beach and some drinks by the pool?
Drinks. Yeah. Yeah. I like to get hammered. I haven't drank in 30 some years, but I don't want to go sit around on a beach. I have a hard time relaxing. No wonder I have high blood pressure.
You don't.
I don't really have a desire. I mean, seeing cool things, like if I went to see like the, you know, the pyramids and cool stuff, like that's kind of cool. But I mean, I don't have a drive to go away, go on vacation. I got to get away from work. I got to get away from my regular every, you know what I mean? I don't have that. I enjoy every moment of my life. And so I don't feel the need for it really. You know what I mean? Plus, I don't like to fly.
Oh, right. Yes. That's an issue, too. So it's everywhere, big JD, if he wants to go on vacation, he's got to suck it up because you do fly. You have flown.
I've flown a few times. I vowed last time I would never fly again.
Was it because of the experience you had on that last time you flew? Or?
Yeah, the last time I flew and the time before that I flew.
Oh, okay. So it was a bad flight, or just it got into your head and it kind of...
The last one was a little bit of a bad flight, like a few things here and there. Nothing major, but major to me. And I just have a fear of dying in an airplane.
Yeah, that's too bad, really. I mean, I know other people are in the same boat. Maybe as you get older and your time is getting closer and you come to terms with the fact you're going to die.
Yeah, that would have changed a long time ago then. No, I haven't come to terms with it yet.
No, it's
maybe when I get older.
Maybe when you get older, you'll you and your wife definitely likes to travel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's so
we've compromised here and there, like driven to New York.
Taking a train yet?
No. That's a long trip. You and I were going to do that once. Weren't we going to drive to Buffalo and then take a train to New York? And why were we going to do that? Bagels?
Bagels! For sure. Yeah, well, New York City is just such a fun place. Don McAllister's there right now.
Oh, yeah?
Who the hell's Don McAllister, Big JD?
I know Don McAllister. That's the song Ozzy wrote about.
That's Mr. Crowley.
Yeah, McAllister. Alistair Crowley.
Oh, McAllister. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was just putting 4 and 9 together. No, who is it?
If 6 turned out to be 9. Don McAllister, screaming cast.
Okay, hold thought for just 1 second. And do you have your notes for future shows?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of something when you said if 6 were 9, like some kind of number-related show.
Numerology?
Maybe. That would be good, yeah. Numerology, something like that.
All right, yeah, because anyway. There's everything's tied to.
Will we remember that? Is that in stone yet or no?
Well, it's ink on paper.
Oh, okay, great. You and your ink on paper. Get with the times, man.
No, that's funny how you say that, and I think of that. Why am I so drawn to ink on paper? Because even with my show, the wine show, it's all notes on paper.
Oh yeah.
I think it's just because once you write something down, it kind of gets encoded into your brain. And I think that's how we remember stuff easily.
You know what, though? Everything I write down, I scan it.
you scan it as in turn it into a digital something or other?
I don't know how you would say it. A digital impulsive, you know.
Disorder.
Yeah.
Did.
Yes.
I suffer from did. It's better than SIDS, I guess.
Digital impulsive disorder.
Yeah. We should do a show on that.
That's another show. Yeah.
It isn't.
Somehow it is. the conversion from analog to digital. Not that we haven't done every possible show that there is to do.
We've done a million shows, and you know what? I could go on a million vacations. Speaking of million vacations, why don't we listen to A Million Vacations by Max Webster?
And here we are back after A Million Vacations.
Great Canadian band. Hiatus. What's that? Are you there?
Look what he does to the show. I wouldn't have had to fix anything. It's quite all right. Lippo drops an F-bomb.
I don't know. Really even know what's wrong with an F-bomb here and there.
But it's a family-friendly show.
I know. It fits into the context of everything, though. And it's not like every kid hasn't heard an F-bomb in their lifetime.
For shame.
I know. It's words.
It is. It's just words.
George Carlin was absolutely right.
Oh, wait a minute. Another show, though. Words. What can words do to people? Sticks and stones can break bones. Names can never hurt people. Like, you know what I mean? What do words do when you say F off to somebody? Like, you know what I mean? Or when you say, oh, I love you so much. Or if you, depends how you say it, right? Oh, I love you so much. That's another show. Put it down in.
It is. It is. You're gonna have to put another beep in there. You just said it.
Hey. Okay.
So we're talking about vacations this week, and why don't we talk about money? The cost of going on vacation.
It's got to be crazy.
Well, it depends on what you do. You can obviously hop in the car, and there's the price of gas, which, you know, that's nothing you can do about that. Sometimes it's cheap, sometimes it's not. Oftentimes in the summertime, though, gas is higher than it is in the wintertime because we just don't use as much in the wintertime, and they play with our brains.
What about like flights and things like that? Because you would think that, you know, if you go away I've read that people would think that it would be less expensive to at your destination, you know, a hotel and flights and things like that, going someplace that, you know, doesn't celebrate like Christmas and things like that, right? Then it might be a cheaper place to go or whatever. But I would never think that. I would think that any place would know that they can charge crazy amount of money because when the cold weather, people want to go somewhere warm, period.
Yep. Absolutely. The planet is only so big and everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah.
There's a season for everything. In the wintertime, people know that it's just known as high season in places like Jamaica and Belize.
High season in Jamaica. That's great.
Oh, well, geez, I didn't even do that purposely, but that. Yeah. People know that, and the cost of rooms and flights and stuff like that tend to be a little more because it is peak season is a better way to put it.
Hey, man, I'm peaking. That's some good acid.
I thought you were talking about voyeurism, which is another show right there. You might want to mark that down.
Voyeurism?
Yes.
Well, you're just coming up with all these.
He is. So what about places like going to, you know, when you talk about going someplace like warm in the wintertime, I think like California is a great destination spot or has been, but now things are a lot different there and the fires and all the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that is true for every place. I think places have an allure to them because of whatever that that's been put into our head. Same with other locations that people want to take a vacation to. I was thinking of Paris because I went to France and I was thinking, do I want to spend any time in Paris? And I'm thinking, no, I don't, because it has changed. Places like New Orleans and Austin, Texas. These are places that when I was younger, I'm thinking, I got to get myself there. But places change, like you say. Like in California is a place where, you know, there's lots of wildflowers, wildfires, and other, you know, climate related events that can definitely ruin a vacation. So yeah, the world is a changing place, and you got to really pick your vacation on what you want to get out of going to that place.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to California.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. One that had tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Thank you.
and the queen, without a king. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white man in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems. Mm-hmm.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
All right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. We're talking about vacations this week. Where do you want to take this? What we do on vacations, Big JD? What activities we can partake in while we're on vacation?
This could be part of that too, why you'd go on a vacation, for beaches and specific foods and delicacies and things like that, or swimming in the ocean because we can't do it here. But yeah, what do we do on vacations? You go on a vacation because you're sleep deprived, you know, because of work and whatnot. So you want to go on a vacation for purely for relaxation,
right.
Maybe for tours and things like that. Like you like to go on those double decker bus tour type things. I like those.
Yeah, those are fun for sure.
Because you get to see everything, right?
Kind of. Well, you see everything that they want to show you.
Well, all the major sort of, yeah, if you do your research and there's other places that have some relevance that you want to see that, you know, might not be on a tour or anything like that. But generally speaking, those things go to all the little destinations of importance, and they're usually hop on, hop off, so you can get off and hang out someplace and then get back on another double-decker bus and continue the tour. It's kind of neat. And you get to, I like them because I can, you know, take a video camera and film all these spots that would take you like probably 2 days to, you know, run around with your car or some other means.
Yeah, for sure. Those are good vacation helpers, that's for sure. These cities that offer the hop-on, hop-off thing.
I think eating's a big thing.
Eating is absolutely. When we went to France, the way that they do it over there, it's a bit of a culture change. There's no big. Well, I shouldn't say there's none, but that's not the way they do it. At least in the southern part of France where we spent, the way that you get your food there, you can go and eat at a restaurant, and the time of the day you eat at a restaurant is picked for you because there's oftentimes it's not even open. But as far as buying food. You go to an open air market and you buy whatever, your pigeon, your rabbit, your pheasant, your veal. No, there was no dog. There was some horse. I didn't see any horses at the marché.
Right. Okay.
I saw horse on a menu, but and then you bring that home and then you prepare it. Hmm. That's the way they do things over there. Everything's fresh in a market. They still keep that tradition alive. And I don't see that going away anytime soon.
Do they have outdoor the vendors where you can eat on the street kind of thing? Like,
sure.
Can you get horse on a skewer?
Horse on a skewer? No, I only saw that at the hippopotamus in Lyon.
And they cook it right in front of you. They tear apart the horse right on the street. Jesus, here comes PETA.
Well, I guess. Wow, you're just
speaking of PETA. Horse and a PETA. Right on the street.
Oh yeah.
Full
little
horse.
Little bit of tzatziki.
Tzatziki. On my horse.
Of course.
The wonderful Mr. Red.
I thought you were gonna make me write something down again.
I was thinking about it. Nostalgic TV shows or something, but I think we might have written that down already, or
it's there.
What about rentals and things? Like when you go, like you go to, I think you have Divin, right? Have you Divin someplace on vacation?
You mean driven?
No, diving.
Oh no, we never went did any diving. No,
dove, I should say, dove Divin. It's all the same.
It is. Yes. So what's the question?
Question is, have you Divin? No, you have Divin, but I mean like rentals. So, you know, you rent tanks or something. And did you scuba dive with tanks or did you do the snorkel thing or you've done that, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And yeah, you gotta rent your stuff unless you're super duper avid about doing that and you bring your own gear. But
sure. I guess if you go to a destination for that specifically and bring your stuff with you.
Yeah.
The other thing too is like rentals, when you might rent bicycles. I know when we went to Niagara on the Lake, maybe what, last summer, summer before, and we rented e-bikes, which was kind of fun. I don't like e-bikes on the street and stuff. They're often in the way. They go through red lights. They don't, you know what I mean? People don't observe any the rules that they should be on those. They think they're on motorcycles, right? They got the motorcycle helmet on and they think they're on a, you know, and meanwhile, they're just blowing red lights and think they should be driving in traffic and things like that. And they should be much more careful. And they wonder why people get killed on those things. But it was a lot of fun. Like being on one was fun. And there was like, they have areas, designated areas for it, you know, and trails and things like that. So it was really cool to get around on them. And they boogie pretty good. And, you know, going around to the different wineries and things like that, it was a lot of fun.
And you're a big wine drinker, right?
Oh, huge. I'm still plastered from that 2 years ago. No, Lana is, she, you know what I mean? She enjoyed that a lot. And
but sure, it's a cool
bike.
Yeah, it's a cool vibe, especially when you involve taking bikes from point A to point B. It's fun just to boot around, see the scenery, and then stop in some place for a little sip of something. Yeah, it's fun for sure.
Hey, that's pretty good. That's a little. That sounds like a little segment for your show. And coming up next, sip of something. And then you have a little sip of something you never had before.
I'm doing that pretty regularly, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sipping wine on the show pretty regular. That's what we do over there at the Average Wine Enthusiast.
No wonder it's all edited doll cockeyed after you're finished.
Probably.
No, yeah, I'm just kidding. No. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Hey.
It's really nice to go traveling, but it's so much nicer to come home.
It's very nice to go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome. It's oh so nice to go traveling, but it's so much nicer, yes, it's so much nicer to come home. It's very nice to just wander the camel route to Iraq. It's oh so nice to just wander, but it's so much nicer, yes, it's oh so nice to wander back. The mamsels and fräulein and the senoritas are sweet, but they can't compete, 'cause they just don't have what the models have on Madison Ave. It's very nice to be footloose with just a toothbrush and comb. It's oh so nice to be footloose, but your heart starts singing when you're homeward winging across the foam. And you know your fate is where the Empire State is. All you contemplate is the view from Miss Liberty's dome. It's very nice to go traveling, but it's oh so nice to come home. You will find the maid and the gay muchachas are rare, but they can't compare with that sexy line
that parades each day at sunset and Vine. It's quite the life to play gypsy and roam as gypsies will roam. It's quite the life to play gypsy, but your heart starts singing when you're homeward winging across the foam and the Hudson River. Makes you start to quiver like the latest flivver that's simply dripping with chrome. It's very nice to go traveling, but it's oh so nice to come home. No more customs, burn the passport. No more packing and unpacking. Light the home fires, get my slippers.
So there you go, some Frank Sinatra. Nice to go traveling, but it's so much nicer to come home. And I think a lot of people think that. They think, oh, I'm getting out of here, I can't stand it, blah, 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 blah. You know what that's from?
Yes, it's Alex Lifeson doing his acceptance speech.
We should do a whole show like that.
No, we shouldn't.
No? What did you think of that, actually? And I'll tell you what I thought about it.
I thought it was good up to a point, but then he just kept going.
I thought it was absolutely magnificent.
Of course you did.
Best speech you ever heard. I'd rather listen to that than somebody's blah, 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 blah. But yeah, traveling and then coming home, it's a good feeling when you get back home. Like, you know, it's over and you're it's the hustle and bustle. You realize by time the trip's over that, you know, you've been running and you've been, you know what I mean? And you get back and it's like, oh, finally I can get back and I'm relaxed and I'm going to, oh God, I got to start my diet because I've been eating like a slob while I was away. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So it is nice to come back, and it's a big job, packing and those sorts of things, getting ready for your trip, you know, taking care of whatever other kind of business that you have to, maybe wills and things like that is something that you want to keep in mind when you go traveling.
It's funny you say that. Yeah. My sister's a well-traveled person. She always, her wills come up at least once a year.
Yeah.
Make sure you know where my wills are at.
Yeah.
And you got to take care of that. But I have to admit, there's lots of times when I'm glad to be home after I've been away for a little while. But taking this trip to France, I don't know if it's because the flight is so long or whatever, but I didn't want to come home. Oh, yeah. I would have stayed there for at least another 10 days.
How long have you got before you retire?
4 years.
Do you think you're going to move away when you're...
Move away? Well, I'd like to have a place to go. I'm going to stay in this area. You know, my kids live here, got family here and stuff. So you want to stay.
Well, I don't really care about that stuff. I'm thinking about the show. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, because I think we've talked about it before and you thought about maybe moving out west.
Yeah. If I can get a decent spot in Oregon, it seems to
Oregon?
Be.
Oregon? No.
Oregon, yeah. Why? What's wrong?
Winter.
Well, it doesn't get too bad there. It's still affected quite a bit by the
And why
the ocean.
Oregon?
Well, one, if I could afford it, I'd love to live in California, but I can't afford it. It's ridiculously expensive there. Whereas you can get a house in Eugene, Oregon, which is a city very close to the border with California. It's not far. You can get a house there for under $200,000.
There's another show, cities and countries and streets and whatever with names, like people's names. Eugene, Oregon. Bob
Cajun.
No. I'm thinking of Oregon, Frank, Idaho. Would you move to Frank, Idaho?
Well, to be frank, no.
Yeah, that doesn't exist anyway. You would be going in, you'd be a cartoon character like the Trailer Boys have been.
Trailer Park Boys, yes. And have you watched any of the Trailer Park Boys cartoons?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I like Trailer Park Boys.
I saw a trailer for the Trailer Park Boys cartoon, and I thought it would be something interesting to watch.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Different, you know what I mean? I watched all the other stuff by them.
Yeah, and what they do is different. There's not really much like that
there. It's a funny show, for real. And they have the shows, and they got a lot of movies now.
Yes.
And stand-up, you know.
Yeah, they've come to Windsor.
Oh, I didn't know that. I would go see them.
They were at the casino, yeah.
When was that? It must have been a while ago.
A couple of years ago, yeah. Hmm. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what's the funnest or, the best vacation that you've ever been on?
I want to say I just went on it.
Yeah. Eh?
Obviously, that is something I did want to talk about, the glow that happens when you get back. How much of your vacation stays with you once you're back home, and how often do you think about it, and how much do you long to go back to that place, or some really good memories that it just stays in your mind more. It's something like a concert. You go to a concert and then there's a couple days of glow about you, like I just saw what's his face and it was really good, and you know, you're still hanging on to some memories there. I want to say France is definitely right up there, but it is still somewhat fresh in my head, and obviously it's nothing like I've ever been on before. It's an old world country, a lot of different customs and stuff. First time I've been over the ocean, so yeah, it's definitely probably maybe.
did you go to because I know you didn't go like right to Paris or anything like that. I don't know how far you were from there. Did you go see anything like else, or just stay in that area?
Well, we went to Marseille, which is a city on the Mediterranean Ocean, and then we went up to Bonn, which is it's the northern area of France. It's a different culture there as well. You could tell there's some Bavarian influences up there, mm-hmm. that, compared to the southern part of France. Having come home from a vacation in France, we're automatically thinking of going somewhere else because I traveled with people, and that's another thing that we should talk about is traveling alone as opposed to traveling with people. We're taking a trip somewhere. We just haven't decided where we're going to take a trip. And speaking of take a trip, why don't we listen to some Sheepdogs Take a Trip?
Told you about my plans to go driving in my car.
And we are back. You're listening to Big JD and Lupo in the Morning. If you want to subscribe to the show, you can do so in iTunes. Just search Big JD and Lupo at the iTunes store if you want to listen in your browser. Maybe that's what you're doing right now if you're not subscribing to the show, which we would suggest that you do. But you can go to TuneIn. I believe that's .com, TuneIn.com. And used to be called TuneIn Radio. I don't know if it still is. I think it's just TuneIn now. But before the Sheepdogs there, you had mentioned we should talk about traveling with others.
Yeah. Have you ever gone on a vacation with other people?
Sort of have. I mean, we traveled everywhere as a kid, you know. So we would, I don't so much know that we would travel with others, but we would go somewhere where friends were, you know, and then we'd be camping there in the mountains and whatever kind of thing, but not actually traveling with a group of people, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You went, yeah. You guys just went together though, right? And then you traveled around there with others or?
Actually, we traveled alone and met people there.
Yeah.
People from Windsor and then people
That's
from
what I
Calvary.
Meant, like just you and Jen and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can I recommend it? It really depends on the people you go with. I have to admit that they can really make or break your vacation. And fortunately, the people I went with were pretty cool. And I developed a friendship with Lori's brother. But then there's a lot of people who go alone on trips. I know I've heard this story a million times. A couple goes on vacation to somewhere and then they befriend people there. And then they end up being, you know, friends, and they end up traveling back and forth to each other's country and have a place to stay and, you know, they can hang out and mm-hmm. which is cool that, you know, you can meet entirely people who are strangers. And then for the rest of your life, you know, you keep in contact with these people and you're able to travel somewhere else because that's where they're from.
How many friends abroad do you think will want to come to visit Windsor?
Maybe a few.
I guess to come and hang out with you, you know what I mean? That's what they would do. But then again, there's some things in the area here where, you know, I mean, Chicago's pretty close, Detroit and Niagara and, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think this area has a lot to offer myself. I mean, having come from here, I think everybody's in the same boat. They think that the place they live is not the best compared to other places, but this area has a lot to offer, especially as a jumping point, like you say, to go other places. It's kind of in the middle of, you know, there's a lot of destinations in Ohio and, like you say, there's Chicago and Toronto and Niagara and all that area.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lupo in the Morning.
All right, you're listening to Big JD and Lupo in the Morning, and this week we're talking about vacations. There's a article on priceoftravel.com, 19 cheap and warm places to go over the 2019 Christmas and New Year's weeks, and right about now is a good time to plan a vacation during that time because things book up, and you should get in there and make your decision as to where you're going to go. There's a myth. Hotels are cheaper in countries that don't observe Christmas. So I think you might have touched on that earlier, right, Big Judy?
I did, yeah. You can pretty much figure that. I mean, I don't know if there's anything going to be cheap, is it? I mean, I think there's, excuse me, maybe the flight and possibly the hotel kind of thing. But I mean, overall, I think it's, you know, you want to have some dough socked away for a trip because, I mean, going out and eating and, you know, all these different things that you'll be doing, the entertainment and whatnot. I mean, it's going to cost you some dough, isn't it?
It can cost you some dough. One thing we never really touched on is Airbnbs, which is, I want to say, at least a second place as far as the place that people stay when they go out of town.
What's the first?
Just hotels.
Yeah.
Or
timeshare. What about timeshare? We didn't talk about timeshare, but timeshare.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking like at a resort kind of thing. So that can be anything from bungalows to a high rise to whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
But if you're getting an Airbnb, which I enjoy going to an Airbnb because of the access to a kitchen. I love the aspect of not having to go to a restaurant to eat every single meal that you
sure.
Want to eat. And even when I'm home, we rarely go out for dinner. So going out for dinner a lot will get not boring, but it's not something I can see myself wanting to do. I like being able to prepare my own meals or go to someone's house where we can go prepare a meal. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing to consider as far as price or, you know, cost of being, you know, figuring out how much things are going to cost when you're away. Because you can go somewhere and, you know, if you're really picky about your frugal, you can be a frugal traveler for sure. And a lot of people that once they retire, it's all they want to do is travel. And obviously, unless you have unlimited funds, you got to start getting frugal and still enjoy going to certain places. There's people who know exactly when to book a flight and book far in advance for your accommodations or find places that other people won't necessarily want to stay at.
That's what I'm going to. My video podcast is going to be called The Frugal Traveler. It's only going to be one show. Just don't travel.
Hey. That's frugal.
So let's talk about some of these nice destinations for your winter getaway, like Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
I'm going to Mexico is getting cheaper. Mexico is
nobody wants to go. There's reasons to not go to Mexico anymore. So I hear. Isn't it getting more dangerous and things like that?
Well, that's definitely a meme that's going around that it's not a very safe place to travel. So obviously they want you to go there. The demand is low and the supply is high. So obviously the price is going to go down quite a bit.
Okay, so let's jump through some of these really quick because we're closing in on the end of the show here. So Cancun, Cozumel, Riviera Maya, that's all Mexico again. That's why all these places in Mexico, they're so cheap now. Punta Cana and Puerto Plata, Dominican.
It's the Dominican Republic, which that's a place where it's you're either on the resort or if you go into the rest of the country, it's total poverty or interstate poverty. It's just the standard of living isn't very high.
And another one, too, that they say that is, you know, you kind of don't want to leave your resorts and stuff. Jamaica is getting a little bad now, no?
I want to say that happened first to Jamaica before it happened to Mexico.
Right. Yeah.
But I want to say that Jamaica is losing that perception of about itself. That I think Jamaica is someplace I think I'm going to end up going when I'm retired. I see myself going there, whereas I'm not going to Mexico.
Puerto Rico and Honduras, I hear, is fairly cheap to even live. You got Costa Rica, you got Panama, and
yeah, there's a lot of Canadians.
Colombia.
Colombia, is that what you said? Colombia.
Colombia.
Oh,
that's how it's pronounced. Spain, Canary Islands.
Yeah.
Egypt.
Is that a cheap place? I suppose it I would be
it's
too.
On, it's on the list. Goa, India.
Yeah.
Malaysia. That's all on the list. Thailand is on the list. Vietnam is on the list.
And what's the name of that place in Thailand, number 16? What's the name of that city?
Phuket?
Oh, I thought it looks like...
Hey, here we go again. I was avoiding that.
I wasn't. I was honing in on it.
Phuket. It's pronounced Phuket.
Phuket. Hey, well, honestly, I think it's Phuket. All right. Well, I want to thank folks for listening to our show about vacation. So I thought we would play a song called Vacation, and this is the Go-Go singing Vacation.
I'm not afraid to
we're out of time for this week's edition of Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. And what do we have for the fine folks next week, Lippo?
We're going to talk about vaccinations. It's in the news right now, and I think it's a timely topic. And we're going to get into putting a shot in your arm and why you want to do that, or maybe why you don't want to do that.
Sounds good. We'll see everybody next week for your vaccinations.
Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.